When he stabs his finger at my reflection, I peek up as if I don't already know what's there. Lifting my chin, my eyes lock on the image staring back at me. A white bandage covers a deep cut through my brow. It closely resembles the one in my bottom lip. Liquid stitches close the hole left from my nose ring. The purple bruise on my cheekbone mirrors the one around my eye. I run my hand through my hair, only to be brought up short by the knots over my scalp. Sometimes curling up is my best defense, which only leads to him kicking me instead. I'm done. I swallow hard, pushing my words past the lump in my throat. I can't do this another minute.
About damn time, Flynn grumbles. Stay with us tonight.
I need clothes. Flynn hits a button on the steering wheel, and when the chime sounds, he gives it an order.
Call Malcolm.
I raise my battered brow at him.
We're not going there without the big guns.
I'm not sure we're thinking of the same big gun, I snicker, just as the call rings.
Hey, handsome.
The low, gruff words bring a smile to Flynn's face.
We need to grab some things for Mason. Can you meet us there?
Whatever you need, babe.
Malcolm chirps for Flynn adorably. I want to vomit.
Okay, lovebirds.
I make a gesture of gagging.
You all right, Mason?
Malcolm purrs my name. If only.